Welcome to another deep dive with us. Today we're going exploring AdGuard. And it's a bit more than just, you know, your typical ad blocker.
Yeah, definitely more to it.
We've got a whole bunch of articles here, even some stuff from their GitHub page to really get into how it all works.
Yeah.
But before we jump into that, got to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, SafeServer.
Of course.
They're the ones hosting this awesome software, and they can even, you know, like guide you if you're trying to figure out this whole digital transformation thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested, head over to www.safeserver.de.
Good stuff. Okay, so AdGuard, right? What's interesting to me is it's not just one little tool. It's a whole, like, ecosystem almost.
It really is. It's fascinating. Like, they've thought of every way you might want to, like, manage what you see online.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. So let's break this down a bit. We know they have these apps for, like, practically every device, right? Windows, Mac, your phone, even Android TV, but is it just the same ad blocking, like repackaged? No, not at all. I mean, while blocking ads is like at the core, they're going way deeper.
Deeper how?
Okay, imagine like you actually get to control what data websites can take from you.
Right.
That's what they're aiming for. And they do it in a way that honestly, even if you're new to this whole thing, you can get it.
So it's user friendly. I like that.
Yep.
Okay, but there's a ton of ad blockers out there, right? What makes AdGuard stand out? We've all seen those like basic extensions that just stop those banner ads. What's different here?
One big thing is how they do the filtering. It's unique.
Okay.
They're not just blocking like the obvious ads. You know, they're actively going after those trackers and scripts that are trying to grab your data without you even realizing.
So it's like a personal bodyguard for your data, like stopping those information grabbers before they can get to it.
Exactly. And they do it without like slowing down your browsing, which a lot of people complain about with other ad blockers.
Yeah, speed is key. Yeah. Nobody wants to wait forever for a page to load. So they're tackling ads, trackers, and making things faster. What about security, though? Like, does it protect against those, like, sketchy websites or phishing attempts?
Oh, absolutely. They built in these features that actually analyze websites looking for potential threats, so it'll warn you before you end up on something dangerous.
Phew. That's a relief, especially with all the scams and malware going around these days.
Right.
So we've got privacy, speed, and security covered.
Mm-hmm.
But what about people who are, like, more tech savvy? Do they offer anything beyond the basics?
Oh yeah, for those folks who want to like tinker and have more control, there's AdGuard CLI. It's this command line version. You can find it on their GitHub page.
Command line. Wow, that sounds intense. So they cater to both like casual users and the tech enthusiasts.
Exactly. And for those in between, they've got all sorts of customization options in the apps. Like you can choose preset filter lists or even make your own to block specific stuff. You know, it's all about giving you the power to like really shape how you experience the internet.
This is starting to sound less like an ad blocker and more like a whole online privacy and security suite.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And they're constantly updating and improving stuff, so you know they're serious about staying ahead of the, you know, the bad guys.
This is all really impressive, but gotta ask, this sounds pretty advanced. Is it easy to use, even if you're not a tech whiz?
That's one of the things I really admire about AdGuard, honestly. They've packed in all this functionality, but somehow managed to keep the user experience really simple. Like, the apps are designed to be intuitive, the settings are clear, and the options are easy to understand, you know?
So no need for a computer science degree to get started. You just download, pick your settings, and that's it.
Exactly. They've made these powerful tools accessible to everyone, which is really cool.
This deep dive is already getting super interesting, and we've only just scratched the surface. It's clear they're doing way more than just blocking ads. They're giving users the tools to actually take control.
Yeah, for sure. We've only just begun to explore how AdGuard approaches online privacy and security. I'm excited to like really dive deep into their features and what they can do in the next part of our deep dive. Welcome back to our deep dive into the world of AdGuard. Like I said, we've touched on all the different products they have.
Right.
But now I think it's time to really understand the why behind all of it.
Okay, yeah, let's get a little philosophical then. Why should someone, especially like someone who's just starting to think about all this, care about online privacy and ad blocking?
It's like this, it's a fundamental shift in how we see the internet, you know? Every click you make, every search, every video you watch, it all leaves a trail of data. And companies are like scooping all this up, building these crazy detailed profiles about you.
That is a bit unsettling when you put it like that.
Right.
But I mean, some targeted ads can be useful, right? Like if I'm shopping for shoes and I see an ad for a sale, that's not so bad.
Yeah, you're right. Not all data use is bad. But the problem is there's no transparency, no control. With AdGuard, you're not just blindly accepting whatever information companies decide to take, you know?
Right.
You're making a choice.
So it's about taking back control.
Exactly.
But how does AdGuard actually do that? It can't be as simple as just, like, hiding those banner ads, can it?
It's way more sophisticated. Think of it like this. Your browser sends out requests to websites asking for information to show a page, right?
Right.
AdGuard sits between your browser and the internet, and it filters these requests in real time.
Oh, okay. So it's like this super smart gatekeeper looking at each request and deciding what gets through and what gets blocked.
Exactly. And it uses these huge filter lists constantly being updated to identify trackers, those bad scripts, and, you know, all those annoying ads that try to take over your screen.
Wouldn't that, like, slow down my browsing, though? It sounds like a lot of work happening in the background.
It's surprisingly fast.
Really?
Yeah. AdGuard's engine is super efficient. In fact, by blocking all that unnecessary stuff, it can actually make your browsing faster.
Wait. So I get more privacy and a faster internet. That sounds almost too good to be true.
It's one of the best parts of using something like AdGuard, and it goes beyond just speed.
Okay.
Remember those malicious websites we were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
AdGuard's filtering can protect you from that stuff, from malware and phishing attempts.
So it's a triple win: privacy, speed, and security. But, okay, there are a ton of different ad blockers out there.
So many.
Why choose AdGuard specifically? What makes them unique?
One key thing is their commitment to open source development. They're all about transparency, so they make some of their code public. Anyone can look at it.
So it's not just a black box. You can actually see how it works. That's pretty rare.
It is, and it builds trust, plus the community can actually help develop it too.
That's huge for people who really want to understand what's happening with their data.
Definitely.
But let's get practical for a second. If someone wants to try AdGuard out, where do they start?
Well, it depends what they need. Like, if they mostly browse on their computer, the AdGuard apps for Windows and Mac are a great place to start.
And what about for those of us glued to our phones?
They've got that covered, too. The AdGuard apps for Android and iOS are, like, specifically made for mobile browsing.
Oh, nice.
They're lightweight, won't drain your battery, but they have the same powerful filtering as the desktop versions.
So just download the app and you're good to go. No, like, steep learning curve or anything.
Not at all. AdGuard apps are known for being user-friendly. You know, you don't need to be a tech expert to install and use it.
Okay. Okay.
The default settings will block a ton of those annoying ads and trackers right out of the box.
That's a relief. I know some privacy software could be, like, intimidating with all these complicated settings and options.
Yeah.
AdGuard keeps it simple.
They do, but it also offers a lot of flexibility if you do want to customize things. You can create your own filtering rules, whitelist certain websites, you know, really fine-tune the level of protection you need.
So it's great for beginners, but doesn't hold back on features for more advanced users.
Exactly.
That's impressive.
And remember that command line tool we talked about?
Yeah, AdGuard CLI.
That's a whole other level of control if you're comfortable with code.
Right, right. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, though. We talked about the apps, but they also have this thing called AdGuard Home, right?
Absolutely. This is where things get really interesting.
Okay, tell me more.
AdGuard Home, it's not just for one device. It protects your whole home network.
Wait, so I can install this on my router and everyone on my Wi-Fi is protected?
Exactly. It's like a giant ad blocking and privacy shield for your whole family, and it's surprisingly easy to set up.
Wow, this is blowing my mind. AdGuard has thought of everything.
They really have. And remember, they offer free and paid versions.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So you can try out the basic ad blocking for free, and then, you know, if you want all the bells and whistles, you can upgrade.
That's a great way to, like, test it out and see if it's right for you.
Yeah.
It's been so informative.
Good.
But I do have one more big question.
Okay.
We've talked a lot about the good stuff with ad blocking, but aren't there some downsides too?
That's a valid point, and it's something we're definitely going to discuss in the last part of our deep dive.
Okay.
We'll look at the ethical stuff, potential downsides, and, you know, the future of ad blocking in this ever-changing online world.
Welcome back for the final part of our AdGuard deep dive. We've really dug into how their tools can, like, help you take control of your online experience.
Yeah.
But now let's talk about the big ethical question around ad blocking.
definitely an important discussion.
Yeah.
Some people say, you know, blocking ads actually hurts websites that need that ad revenue to survive.
Right. Makes sense.
After all, online content, it's not free to make.
True. True. Nobody wants to see their favorite websites go down. But on the other hand, those like super intrusive pop-ups and those creepy targeted ads, ugh, they could be so annoying.
You're absolutely right. It's about finding that balance.
Yeah.
And AdGuard gets that. They've actually built features that address this. Like you can whitelist the websites you do want to support.
Oh, that's cool. So you can choose to allow ads on the sites you trust. So they still get that revenue, but you're still protected from those like more aggressive practices.
Exactly. And for those who want a simpler approach, AdGuard's default settings are actually designed to find a good balance, you know, locking the really bad stuff, but allowing those less intrusive ads that can help support websites.
That makes sense. Yeah, a lot of people probably just want something simple that works.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, beyond just the money part of it, what about the bigger picture? Like, what does ad blocking mean for the future of the internet?
That's a fascinating question.
Yeah.
As more and more people start caring about their privacy, we're seeing a shift happening.
Oh, like what?
Alternative ways for content to make money, things like subscriptions or direct support from users.
Hmm. Interesting. It's like a whole new way of thinking about the online world.
Right. Users have more control. Content creators can connect directly with their audience.
I like that.
And AdGuard's playing a part in this, you know, giving people the tools and the education to empower themselves.
Right.
They have this awesome knowledge base on their website full of articles and guides that go deep into all this stuff.
Yeah. You know, one thing that's impressed me throughout this whole deep dive is like their commitment to transparency.
Oh, yeah.
And how much they focus on supporting their users.
Absolutely. They're not just selling software. They're building a community.
It feels that way.
Their forums and social media are so active. People are sharing tips, asking questions, getting help from the AdGuard team.
It's nice to see a company that really seems to care about their users.
Mm-hmm.
That goes the extra mile.
Yeah, and don't forget about that open source development we talked about.
Right, right.
Making their code public, it shows they're open to collaboration, to scrutiny, and that leads to better products in the end.
Well said. This has been a really insightful deep dive into AdGuard.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it.
From their products to how they approach this whole thing ethically, their commitment to users, it's clear they're a major player in the online privacy and security world.
They are, and they're not just, you know, reacting to trends. They're actively shaping the future of the internet, which is exciting.
And for anyone listening who's thinking about their own digital transformation, be sure to check out our sponsor, SafeServer.
Definitely.
They've got the expertise to guide you through this whole, you know, ever-changing digital world. Visit them at www.safeserver.didbyte to learn more.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into AdGuard. We hope you've learned something new and feel like you can take control of your online experience.
Happy browsing, everyone.